hurt. I told her I was probably going to see if we get somebody else to do offerings. My fingers are just to the bone. Well, that was fantastic. What Tim shared, what Kendall shared during worship, and Pastor shared during worship. All rise, let's go home. Oh, I'm just kidding. But, it's true. It's what we're praying for. I texted Diane yesterday while I was getting ready. I said, just pray for revelation of worship. And although I don't believe we're totally there yet, I know I'm not for sure, but just the fact that the Lord, through so many different people, continue to share about what worship truly is, and that's where we're going. We've been talking about a lifestyle of praise. Talked first week, which was months ago, about praise itself. When, where, why, how we praise. Last week, we talked about Thanksgiving. So open up your Bibles, if you would, to Psalm 34, if you have a Bible. It'd be awesome if you have a phone. You can turn it on, turn the sound down at least, right? But Psalm 34 says, I will bless the Lord at all times, praise continually in my mouth. It means it's audible. We talked about this last week. Praising in our hearts is fine and it's wonderful, but we are to give praise out loud. When we give praise out loud, it changes our atmosphere. We do it all times. Praise means to boast and to brag upon the Lord. We are to brag upon him in all places, at all times, in front of all people. That's continually. That's a lifestyle. You know, your children need to hear you praise the Lord. They need to see that the Lord is not just reading the Bible. They need to see the Lord is not just going to church. They need to see that the Lord is a relationship. One you relate to, one you talk to, one you receive from and hear back from and obey. That's what your children need to see. That's what my children need to see. That's what we all need to see. And so by praising out loud, it's an opportunity to share and to express that truth. It is a sacrifice that we can give because he's worthy of it and it blesses him. Last week we talked about Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is acknowledging what the Lord has done and then expressing that acknowledgement. And that's all of last week in a nutshell. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 through 18. I read this last week. We're going to continue here because sometimes, you keep going to the Psalms and, you know, we live in the New Testament and, you know, and, well, let's just put that aside right now and go to the New Testament. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, I shared last week, verse 18. Let's start with verse 16. Rejoice evermore. When do we rejoice? Evermore. From now until forever, we should be rejoicing. Rejoicing in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Anybody seen that song when they were... I won't continue singing, but yes, they stick in your heart and they're based on scripture. Verse 17, pray without ceasing, in every instance praying. Does that mean that you're praying all day long on your knees before the Lord? Not necessarily, but it means in everything you can offer up a prayer. You know, I used to mow, and when I would mow, I would pray while I was mowing. You know, it's using that opportunity, you know, to be before the Lord and to commune with him. You know, instead of just mindlessly wasting time watching out for bees or poison ivy to mow over or whatever it was. But, you know, praying without ceasing, it's in every circumstance that we should offer. That's communication with the Lord. If I'm going through something, he already knows about it, but he wants to hear about it from me, right? And I should hear about it from him on what to do in that situation. This is praying without ceasing. Verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ concerning you and concerning me. This is God's will for our lives. Okay, giving him thanksgiving, giving him praise. Go with me to Hebrews 13:15. You don't have to turn there, she'll put up on the screen. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks. So again, this echoes and mirrors Psalm 34. Continually giving praise is the fruit of our lips. It's out loud, it's audible, it's to be heard. Releasing faith and power through our words. This is the number one